The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, thank you for tuning into another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our Summer Small Biz Showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun, and we're introducing you to good people doing good business and good things. So the shows are short, sweet, and to the point. And today, we have a very interesting guest. She's a friend of mine, Maren Sater, and she is the owner and photographer of For the Love Photography. So, Maren, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Before we start talking about specifics on your company and how this whole thing started, just briefly share what trip you just came back from and how that is relative to photography.
Well, I did just return from a kind of a circular trip going up to Vegas to visit some family. And then on the way back, did a little side jaunt into Page, Arizona. So I got to do a photography tour through the Antelope Canyons. And I went up to Horseshoe Bend, which are two just incredible, incredible specimens of landscape. I mean, if you live in Arizona or nearby and you haven't been up there, it's so worth the trip. It's one of those things where you see pictures from really expert photographers and you look at that and you just think, does that really exist in nature and could I do that? So it's been on my hit list for a while to go and see, could I be up to that challenge to capture that? And I rolled in this morning, got home this morning, so I cannot wait to pop the camera and start editing this weekend. So it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal just view, even if you don't have a camera, just to go and take it in. It's amazing.
So even though you are a pet photography specialist, we're going to post a couple of the pictures so people can be exposed to these two areas that maybe they've never even heard about or saw in a picture, but then also see what you can do with a camera in addition to taking care of making sure that those furry little friends look amazing too. So if you're up
Absolutely.
For that, I would love to share that with anybody who wants to see. So with that being said, I love your posts on Facebook because what you capture in the face of some of these cats and dogs is just, it's hysterical. I don't know how you do it. You're going to share some of the tricks, but oh my gosh, it's almost like somebody will watch a cat video how many hundreds or thousands or millions of times because it's just some funny stuff. And some of the moments that you catch of people's pets, oh, it's priceless. I mean, yes, they're cute and adorable, but some of the
faces is just so funny because you know in the back of your mind you're thinking, I know the owner looks like that too, and they're probably making that face right now, which makes it even funnier, you know, because most people look like their pets, and you probably, when you do the pet and the person, you're in your head because you know you can't laugh, but you're thinking, oh my God, this guy totally looks like his dog, like this is funny, and like they have the same mannerisms, and you know it's entertaining in addition to, you know, quite rewarding because you're delivering somebody a snapshot of a furry little friend that they care about. So tell me where this all came from, how it started, and I'll let you just take it from there.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that I don't look like my pets because I have pit bulls. I'm not really sure what that would say about me.
You don't. You're an exception.
Maybe I have some other mannerisms. Anyway, I've been involved with animal rescue for probably since about 2000. And so I think this photography and pet photography has just been a natural evolution and partnership between two of my passions. So doing various volunteer type work with different animal rescues. And then I picked up a camera, I'm going to say about 5 or 6 years ago, just as a creative outlet. My day job is pretty process and analytical. I'm a creative artsy type person on the inside. And so that was a way to let it out. And I took some basic photography classes. And in the course of researching and learning more about the camera, I came across photographers promoting using photography skills to assist animal shelters with better adoption photos. I guess there's been some research that actually shows, you know, a good photo makes a positive difference in adoption rates. So it was really a natural fit for me. As I was getting my skills, I was actually interested more in landscape and the sky, if you will, when I first started taking photography. But finding this, I thought that's really the route. That's another way I can volunteer and continue with animal organizations. So me being me, because I don't just ever go do anything without understanding it, I took a pet photography course. I know, I can't help it. So I took a pet photography course from a local. Her name is Jill Flynn. She's also a pet photographer, and she donates her time doing the same thing. And I looked her up, you know, after the class and asked if I might take her to coffee and pick her brain, and she let me tag along on one of her shoots. She really just encouraged me, don't try to be a perfect photographer, just go do it. These welfare groups, these shelters need help, and so just go. And so I knocked on the door up here at Foothills Animal Rescue, which is pretty close to where I live, and asked if they could use the services of an amateur photographer at the time, and this has been a couple years ago now. And the timing was great because I think whoever was taking pictures for them had just quit doing it or something, and they jumped on it. And so it's been really interesting to see my pictures from several years ago, the evolution. Like, I can actually see myself getting better, and it must have been noticed because it went from taking their pictures to, of course, now my friends want pictures, so I practice on their pets. And then Bonnie's Barkery, which is a local pet grooming and supply store up in Cave Creek, the owner partners with a number of local animal rescues, and he saw all of my adoption photos and contacted me and asked if I'd be interested in coming to his store to do themed photo shoots for his customers for like Christmas and Valentine's. And that kind of became my first gig, and I've been back to his store several times. As a matter of fact, we're planning another event later this summer. Now people are calling here and there. I can't say the doors, you know, are being pounded down, but that's simply because I'm not pushing it too much at the moment because I do have a day job, but it sure is fun. And I'm kind of hoping this is going to become a really good retirement gig someday.
But you're also very talented at it. Like I was mentioning in the beginning, where the moments that you capture is really the talent part. I'm sure that when you took the class, they talked about lighting and they talked about some tricks and things like that. But the real talent, enlighten me. I mean, is it that eye that you can catch what works? You can only do so much in the editing portion, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to make sure you have something to work with that you can. The editing doesn't change where the eye direction is, or it doesn't change. It's not like you're changing the dog's mouth and making him smile when he was angry. You know what I mean? You're not doing
that is true.
You're just enhancing certain things about, you know, maybe the coloring or the whatever, but it's that one moment that you've got before this animal decides to do things that may be inappropriate for children to watch. You know what I mean? That's what animals do.
That is true. They kind of do that every once in a while. Well, it's kind of a little different with shelter animals versus people's pets. But overall, I mean, very sincerely, I do love animals. I wouldn't have been volunteering for as long as I have. And I know what people look at, or when they pull out their phone and say, look at the pictures of my dogs, look what my dog did, or look what my cat did. People, they love their animals like they would love children sometimes. And so I kind of just know what pulls at the heartstrings, I guess, because it pulls at mine. So I'm looking for the head tilt, or looking for they lick their nose in a funny way, or just something that's going to make you giggle because it's cute. But to get the shots, I mean, it's kind of unpredictable. The shelter animals aren't trained, and then people's pets, believe it or not, even though they're saying, oh, my pets are so well trained, you get them in front of a camera and somebody they don't know, and suddenly all rules go out the window. So they're, you know, they don't know what they're doing either. So lots of strange noises. I have learned to bark at a really high pitch. I have a friend of mine who helps me out sometimes at the shelter or at Bonnie's every once in a while, and she makes what we call duck noises. And strangely enough, we found an app on the iPhone called Dog Sound, which has some really great, like, dog whining, and it's the sounds that will make a dog, like, tilt its head or, you know, flip around and really intensely stare at you, and it gives you those little moments that you're kind of talking about, that you're looking for personality. And, of course, if it's a person's pet in their home, or if I'm doing a shoot at somebody's house, we just kind of wait till they get comfortable, or they find their favorite toy, and they're just going to do what they do. And you kind of know when they're doing what they're doing versus acting like you're a stranger and what's going on. I have found the noises. And of course, I say Pilates is my friend because I have to get into really weird angles and stretching and low to the ground and holding positions, just kind of like, yeah, like doing yoga or Pilates. So that's a kind of a little tip there, but definitely need helpers. I couldn't do what I do at the animal shelters without a couple of the volunteers that are with me all the time. So I don't know, it takes a village, but we get the shots, I guess.
Are they rolling around on the ground too? So if somebody happened to come in, like a stranger, saying, hey, I wanted to get a pet today. And then all of a sudden you got four adults rolling around on the ground and the dog's looking at you like, I don't know, dude, I don't know what's going on. They've been doing it for 15 minutes. And
I'm probably the only one rolling around on the ground. But the people like standing behind me, what we're trying to get the dog to do, if it's a dog, is to look directly at the camera. So I've always got somebody standing directly behind me over my shoulder, doing whatever they do, making sounds. And sometimes I have to use my free hand to snap or clap or stomp my feet or just anything to get them to look our direction. So we look funny. So if there was somebody videoing, we would look funny. Yes.
The video might actually get the dog a home more so than the shots,
might.
Because they're like, all right, this dog's cool because he's actually making fun of this lady who's rolling around on the ground. Like, okay, that dog is like me. That's why I want him, you know?
He's completely ignoring us because it's just fun. Actually, I think you might be onto something. I'll have to talk to Foothills and see if they want to do any promotional videos.
tell Melissa I gave her more work to do. I said, oh, by the way, another project. Let's implement that. The dog seems like it would be a little bit easier because dogs somewhat listen to commands, but cats like a rogue deal. Cats don't really listen to anybody. They got their own gig going on. So how does it work with the cats? All cats have an attitude. So some of the shots that you have with the cats, like smiling and it's happy, as opposed to the typical, hey, I'm a cat, dude, leave me alone, I'm doing whatever I want, you know?
Well, the trick is to shoot fast. So really fast shutter speed, because they move like lightning. And I haven't actually photographed any individuals, pet cats. So all the cats I've shot so far are at the shelter. And yes, they're very fast. We normally do a setup so they're on a flat table, but I've got a volunteer literally hovering on the edges of the table, and she'll hold the kitty cat and we'll go like 1, 2, 3, let go. And she lets go and we'll make a noise or we'll use a toy or something to see if we can get it to look. But yes, you have to shoot really fast. And our goal is to not let the cat fly off the edge of the table. We're pretty successful. I think you're right. I would say they're a little bit harder most of the time. They look really scared or they look mad. And so I never want to take a picture with the cat looking like it would rather scratch your face than be adoptable. So
yeah,
you
because you're in,
pretty good.
You're inconveniencing their day. Like they have a schedule of what they do, and you're asking them to do something, and they're like, "Lady, I don't have the time." So I'm in between two different appointments, and you're not fitting into my schedule.
No, that's true.
So,
Like I said, lots of patience and shoot fast. That's kind of a trick.
So what else do you want to share with the listeners in regards to your service and how you operate so that they can give you a call and have you come and get their furry friends a nice photo?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I do, as I said, believe very much in the cause of rescue over adopt-a-shop kind of a thing. So if you have pets that you yourself have rescued, there is a $25 discount on my fee because I'd like to support that. And if we have anybody from any local animal shelters or animal rescue groups listening, then as my schedule allows, because I am a regular photographer at Foothills, but I do donate my time once in a while, adoption photos, or if you have events, we can certainly talk. I will donate my time. That is my way of giving back to the community. That's just one message I'd like to put out there. And if you are looking for me, I just stood up a website, not too
Yay.
I should have a place for people to land. It'll be www.fortheLove-photography.com. And you got to have that hyphen in there after For the Love, or you're going to get a wedding photographer out in New York. So it's fortheLove-photography.com. Or you can call or text me at 602-699-4430. Website has all the information in terms of fees or, again, just some sample photos and upcoming things I'll be doing. So check it out.
Any of the photos that you do for the Foothills Animal Rescue for the dogs and cats that are looking for a home, you put them on this website also, correct?
I've put a few of them. My Facebook page, For the Love Hyphen Photography, is where I post all of those, and I just moved them over from my personal Facebook page because I actually had friends saying, all you ever do is post animal pictures. I'm not going to follow you anymore. So I thought, to spare my friends, I have those would be the friends that are not necessarily animal lovers, and maybe we just shouldn't be friends. I just don't know.
It's a reevaluation for you, I guess.
Yes, reevaluation. Anyway, so I have created a Facebook page for the business, and I will be posting all of those photos from now on that site.
I'm going to have that listed on our website also, so that way we can encourage people to take a look at that and maybe bring home a little friend. And obviously then they're going to contact you to get the photos done, and everybody's happy. So we got the animals got a home, you got a cute little picture. I mean, they all, everybody's working together. How wonderful. What a wonderful thing we're putting together and helping.
See, yes, absolutely. We'll be spreading the love. That's exactly what we're doing. So,
you know, it's for the love. It's for the love.
It is for the love. It is for the love and for what we love. And yes, so I guess when people are taking a look out there, they'll notice my pricing is a little bit low. But as I said, it's because I do it for the love. So I hope that works and gets people to go out and adopt and rescue. And if I can, again, contribute to shelters doing good work in any way, I'm just very humbled to be part of that.
We're going to provide some outreach, and I have a feeling that you're going to be contacted by quite a few individuals and also organizations, shelters, so that they can get their little furry friends a home too. Maren, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. And I'm going to look forward to those pictures. We're going to post them. We're doing it for the love, right?
We are. And I really, really appreciate the opportunity to share that. So thank you, Michelle. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'll have you on again. We'll do some updates. It would be interesting to hear some of the behind the scenes stories. The conversation I had with Melissa over at Foothills Animal Rescue, the show that we did for her. I mean, we were both laughing because these animals, they're animals. And it's funny. Picture you on the floor and the dog giving you that look is just, that's priceless stuff. So definitely we'll have you back on. You can give us some stories and we'll get some more behind the scenes info. So again, thank you, Maren. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thanks, Michelle.
You've been listening to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And that was our Summer Small Biz Showcase Series. 5 minutes in facts and fun. We went over. We tend to be doing that lately, but when I have a great guest and we have some good content, it's hard to keep it in the 5 minutes. What we're trying to do is bring together good people doing good business and good things. And that was Maren Stater with For the Love -photography.com. Her information is going to be listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. All of the shows are on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Block Talk Radio, and Player FM. So you can listen and subscribe. Everything's on demand. And I encourage you to go to check out our website and start using it as a resource, because the guests that we're interviewing, There are some amazing people. They're doing amazing work, great businesses, organizations, something that everybody is going to learn from and get a great takeaway. So I appreciate you listening to the show. Check us out on everythinghomepodcast.com and make it a great day, everybody.